0-2 ripped into left field. That's a base hit for John Griffin. It stays fair and goes into the corner. Corona will come in to score. Puckett will stop at third. And in at second with a two-out RBI double is John Griffin. So the Ducks make the Revolution pay and take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. The first pitch is line in the air to right center field. Long run for Brandon Vaughn. Still going over into the gap. He can't get it. It drops in a base hit. Morales will come in to score. Kamatsu will have to hold at third. The runners had to wait as that ball went into the gap. So it's an RBI single for Rigi Corona. And the Ducks close to within six. Here's the 0-1. Ford swings ground ball left side and through. A base hit for Ford. Into score is Kamatsu. Sabatella will round third. Here comes the throw to the plate. It is not in time. Sabatella slides in safely. A two-run single to left for Lou Ford. And the Ducks have closed to within four. Puckett 1-for-2 with the bases loaded this year with two RBIs. And here he swings and lines one into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Around third comes Corona. He will come to the plate. Here is the throw. And it is not in time. Corona got in safely ahead of the tag of Luis De La Cruz. De La Cruz arguing here with home plate umpire Derek Mosha. An RBI single to left for Cody Puckett. It is now an 8-5 game in the tying run coming to the plate. Another 1-2 pitch coming here to Griffin. And he fists one out into center field. That is going to get down for a base hit. Cleary Jr. around third. The throw to the plate from Boggs. Not in time. It gets past the catcher. And the runners will move up. So an RBI single for John Griffin. That has made this an 8-6 ball game. And the tying runs are now in scoring position for the Ducks. Still only one out in the 3-2. Ripped to the third base side. Goes past Pounds in a left. Puckett will score. Griffin is rounding third. He'll get the stop sign from Kevin Baez. And taking second on the throw is Redmond. So it'll be an RBI single to left for Prentice Redmond. That makes it an 8-7 game. And now the tying run is 90 feet away. Here comes the 1-1. And Kamatsu lines one. Over the leaping try of Reynolds in a right field. A base hit. Scoring from third is Redmond, going for third and going and standing up is Morales. It's a game-tying RBI single to right for Eric Kamatsu, and the Ducks have come back from an 8-1 deficit to tie the score at 8 here in the fourth inning. Six runs charged as Lyons hits one high in the air to right center field. Well hit, going back, LaMonta. Warning track at the wall, it's off the base of the wall. Morales will score. Kamatsu rounding third. He will come in to score. Lyons going to third, standing in with a two-run triple. And the Ducks with nine in the fourth have a 10-8 lead. 0-2 on the way to Griffin. Septimo comes set, fires, and Griffin swings, hits one to the right side. This one in the hole. Reynolds will field his off-balance throw to first in time for the out. Nice play by Reynolds. A run will score, though, and the Ducks get their two-run lead back as they go in front 11-9. The 0-2 on the way to Valdez is swung on and missed for strike three. This ball game is over, and the Long Island Ducks come back from an 8-1 deficit to defeat the York Revolution 11-9, and they take the first two games of this three-game series.